Triple M's Tanya and Steve, helping out. Know someone in need of a helping hand? Head to triplem.com.au.
As we constantly say, T, the news story comes, we go, oh, that's horrible, and the next day all of us move on with our lives. Mm. The people the news story affected obviously do not.
No, and the story today, it happened over a week ago on Monday, March 18, and a lot of people listening would have remembered this now. We heard about a father and son who were working on a boat, and the boat sadly, tragically caught fire, and both dad and son had to leap into the water. But in the process, they've suffered very extensive burns. They were airlifted
horrendous
down to Sydney.
Burns.
Oh, awful. Internal burns.
Yeah.
So one went to the Royal North Shore, one went to Westmead. And kind of, as you say, that's where we leave the story.
Yeah.
But they are locals. They are Newcastle people. They come from Tillagree. And so we wanted to follow this up because they are in desperate need of help.
So we wanted to get Naomi on and have a chat and find out a little bit more and where the boys are at this point.
Yeah, it's the Casey family, and Naomi is the sister of Natalie, who is Craig's wife, mm-hmm. who's obviously in hospital. Hello, Naomi.
Hello, good morning.
Where are they now? Meaning not exactly where they are, but in their burn-wise, because, you know, when the moment we hear the word internal burns, we just know, you just cringe knowing that it's not good.
Yeah, they're still in ICU in the burns unit. They're stabilised and, yeah, it's just going to be a long road for them.
Well, Sean's only 12, his dad, yeah. Craig, and they're in separate hospitals. So what that means is your sister has to travel between the hospitals. There's another son, Flynn, who's 17. And from what I'm hearing, Naomi, these are a family that are well-loved, well-liked. They're kind of, especially Craig, the kind of guy that seems to be helpful when anyone needs help with their boat, soccer, athletics, he's always there.
Absolutely, yeah. They both put a lot into the community and are very well-liked. And little Sean's an amazing little boy. He's put up a big fight. It's a tragedy.
With Craig and Sean, I'm just asking, are they conscious at the moment, or are they induced comas?
Sean's not conscious at the moment. They're hoping within the next couple of days that he's breathing on his own.
Right.
Craig is, but Craig's struggling mentally, you know. Hopefully, when he's a little bit better, they'll be able to bring him over to see little Sean. So, yeah.
So just even that, when it's a dad and a boat scenario, as you know, for me particularly, Tanya, is that, you know, the dad would be like, I've put my son in danger of her, but, like, you know, he shouldn't. It's an accident.
No.
You know what he'll be going through mentally,
yeah.
The dad.
And Naomi, from what we're hearing, Craig's the sort of bloke that always around boats. It was safety first, particularly when it came to kids.
Yeah. Boats are their life.
Yep.
You know, the boys are both drive the boats, and Craig is a shipwright builder, and that's what they are every afternoon down on the boats. And yeah,
And it's all about ongoing medical costs, as we often talk about the ongoing medical costs, the ongoing price of just getting petrol or whatever it is to get down and see these people.
Yeah.
So we've been going back and forth, and, you know, I'll stay with little Shawnee while Nat goes and sees Craig, and it's going to be a big, big road ahead of him, and surgery and everything else.
Naomi,
and as we know,
we were contacted by some friends of your sister and brother-in-law, and we know that there's a GoFundMe page that's been set up, Craig and Sean Casey Medical Costs, so people can have a look at that and donate if they can. But we've managed to cobble together a few things very quickly. There's a $500 Brown's Butchery voucher, thanks to Brown's Butchery, Thornton and Clarencetown.
And as we mentioned with fuel costs and things, so there's also a $500 fuel voucher from Club Lemon Tree that want to help out as well. So as we were saying with petrol costs and things, that's a really big help.
Yeah. And we also know that there's probably people listening that have been touched by the Casey family through various sporting pursuits, whether it's fishing, boating, athletics, soccer. And if you want to help out, obviously the easiest thing to do is go to that GoFundMe page. You can always call us if you've got a different idea. That'd be great.
Oh, look, I just also want to say, like, our community, our little peninsula out here, the contribution has been overwhelming. They've been amazing.
Well, you know, this is where Craig will get back all those wonderful things he's done for everybody.
Yeah, that's great, yeah. It's, yeah, been very overwhelming. We're very, very thankful with everyone's support and help in this sort of tragedy.
We'll pass on our thoughts and our best wishes, and you guys look after each other. Thanks for chatting, Naomi.
Thank you very much.